KNX News Time, 7:23.
The man who's been charged with murdering five people in a house in San Francisco last week wasn't even supposed to be here. The Vietnamese immigrant was serving a prison term for robbery and assault back in 2006 when our federal government tried to deport him to Vietnam. That failed. He's still here. Five people are dead. Angelo Paparelli is an immigration attorney at the L.A. law firm Seaforth Shaw, joining us now live. Mr. Paparelli, one can only imagine if there's one of these cases, there is more than one of these cases.
I think that's right. There are probably others who are dangerous to society, and I think this case offers some real serious lessons learned. The Supreme Court said indefinite detention is not appropriate under the Constitution, but it gave the Congress an opportunity to change the law in a way that would make it constitutional. I think also Immigration and Customs Enforcement should be focusing on people in this circumstance. I don't offer any views on whether this guy is guilty or not, but assuming that he is, the ICE folks have the ability to really monitor people closely and to aggressively try to repatriate them, and they should be granting discretion and forgiveness, or what is called deferred action, to the low-level immigration violators who are not a threat to society, so that these folks can be the prioritized focus of ICE.
Okay, well, bottom line, we've only got a couple of seconds here, but how does somebody like this guy fall through the cracks?
I think that you're distracted by going after people who are really not threats, and that's how they fall through the cracks.
In other words, look at the people that are capable of doing something really bad and not necessarily the people who are just sitting around their house and running a family life.
Exactly.
All right, good enough. That's Angela Paparelli, immigration attorney here in L.A. We're following this case up in San Francisco closely. KNX News Time, 7:25.